Part 2.
You will hear part of a geography lecture. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at Part 2.
The last Canadian province we will be dealing with is Newfoundland, and we will be paying specific attention to Labrador. The first Europeans to reach Newfoundland and Labrador were Bjarni Herjolfsson and his crew. In fact, they arrived there by accident, blown off course by strong winds while sailing to Greenland in the year 986. Other Norwegian explorers who followed built settlements which lasted until the 11th century. John Cabot was the next person to land on the Newfoundland coast in 1497. It was his report of the sea swarming with fish which brought 16th century European fishing fleets to an area rich in cod, salmon, herring and mackerel. For the next 180 years, there was a tremendous struggle for power in the area between England and France. There were several battles between the two countries, with each country gaining power and then losing it. At the end of the Seven Years' War in 1763, Britain was awarded nearly all of Canada, but they soon faced a revolution from the south. The area developed rapidly in the 19th century, and it became a key area in transatlantic trading, with goods such as furs and wood, which were abundant in the region. Nowadays, however, the picture is quite different. Because of overfishing, the fish stocks off the Newfoundland coast have been greatly reduced, forcing many people to leave the area. There are even ghost towns with names like Rama, Hebron, and Battle Harbour on the northern coast. The population in Labrador is about 30,000 in an area of 200,000 square kilometres. That's about the size of Britain. The other main industry, iron mining, is also in decline. In Labrador City, 12,000 residents depend on the Iron Ore Company of Canada. But the future looks bleak, as production has been decreased and more people are losing their jobs. Unemployment is very high in the area, reaching nearly 80% in towns like Nauru. Such figures mean that Labrador is in an economic crisis, and in order to try and save the area from total collapse, ecotourism is being developed. The area has a strange wild beauty, which it is hoped will attract ecotourists who enjoy fishing as a sport. The region is almost impossible to develop in other ways because travel overland is very difficult. There is only one main road, the Trans-Labrador Highway, and that is more of a wide stone track than a road as we know it. Since almost all of the settlements are on the coast, local people use ferry boats to get around. To sum up, then, the hopes of the residents lie in the success of ecotourism. Now, let's take a look at some slides to give you an idea of what the area looks like.
Now you will hear part two again.
The last Canadian province we will be dealing with is Newfoundland, and we will be paying specific attention to Labrador. The first Europeans to reach Newfoundland and Labrador were Bjarni Herjolfsson and his crew. In fact, they arrived there by accident, blown off course by strong winds while sailing to Greenland in the year 986. Other Norwegian explorers who followed built settlements which lasted until the 11th century. John Cabot was the next person to land on the Newfoundland coast in 1497. It was his report of the sea swarming with fish which brought 16th century European fishing fleets to an area rich in cod, salmon, herring and mackerel. For the next 180 years, there was a tremendous struggle for power in the area between England and France. There were several battles between the two countries, with each country gaining power and then losing it. At the end of the Seven Years' War in 1763, Britain was awarded nearly all of Canada, but they soon faced a revolution from the south. The area developed rapidly in the 19th century, and it became a key area in transatlantic trading, with goods such as furs and wood, which were abundant in the region. Nowadays, however, the picture is quite different. Because of overfishing, the fish stocks off the Newfoundland coast have been greatly reduced, forcing many people to leave the area. There are even ghost towns with names like Rama, Hebron and Battle Harbour on the northern coast. The population in Labrador is about 30,000 in an area of 200,000 square kilometres. That's about the size of Britain. The other main industry, iron mining, is also in decline. In Labrador City, 12,000 residents depend on the Iron Ore Company of Canada, but the future looks bleak, as production has been decreased and more people are losing their jobs. Unemployment is very high in the area, reaching nearly 80% in towns like Nauru. Such figures mean that Labrador is in an economic crisis, and in order to try and save the area from total collapse, ecotourism is being developed. The area has a strange wild beauty, which it is hoped will attract ecotourists who enjoy fishing as a sport. The region is almost impossible to develop in other ways, because travel overland is very difficult. There is only one main road, the Trans-Labrador Highway, and that is more of a wide stone track than a road as we know it. Since almost all of the settlements are on the coast, local people use ferry boats to get around. To sum up, then, the hopes of the residents lie in the success of ecotourism. Now, let's take a look at some slides to give you an idea of what the area looks like.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.